God Talks to an Agnostic is presented by the Wilbury Theater Group in collaboration with AFRI Productions, with support from the Rhode Island Foundation's Bannister Black Philanthropy Fund and an Engagement Services and Resiliency Grant from the Rhode Island Department of Commerce. View the complete list of episodes on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. To find out more about the show or to learn more about how you can support our work, visit us online at thewilburygroup.org.
That's right, Bob. I'm standing in front of the New Faith Christian Ministry. It is just over 3 hours before the funeral services for Mason Baxter, which will be held here, and already there is a very large crowd gathered.
Hey, Mom, here.
As you will recall, 10 days ago, 19-year-old Mason Baxter was the unarmed teen shot by the as-yet-unnamed police officer. What's interesting is that the family has requested that the service remain private, just family and friends inside, but they recognize the need for the community to grieve from this tragedy.
So what's going to happen to all the people gathered outside?
I spoke to the local Black Lives Matter leadership, who has taken over the community response. Although the crowd is gathered here now, they've asked supporters and mourners to line the streets on the 1.5-mile path to the cemetery where Mason Baxter will be laid to rest.
So where are all these?
You sure you
want to
go to this?
From?
Seems like it's going to be a little.
Of course we're going.
People are coming from as far as both coasts. We believe this is because civil rights icon Reverend Glenn Davis has gotten involved. There was some back and forth between New Faith Christian Ministry pastor Tyrell Winslow and Reverend Davis as to who would preside over the service. When it was decided that it would be a Reverend Davis, it became a national event.
Where's Addie?
So we're not sure the family's wishes for a private service will hold.
She said she ain't going.
We'll be here throughout the day monitoring the proceedings. Back to you, Bob.
So she's going to meet us there?
No, seriously. She said she's not going.
She'll be there. Text her. Tell her to hold seats for us.
But she said that
she's not... Text her, please.
All right. But we'll see.
Knowing how badly he's hurting, do you really think she's not going to be there?
I don't know, Ma. She was really mad. She ain't talked to him in days. Not since the fight.
It's not the first time they've gone days without speaking.
Not like this. Not because they're mad at each other. There was no hug it out this time. She was done. I mean done. Done.
Well, what happened?
She ain't tell you? Neither of them?
They go to each other with their problems, not to me. Well, not until it's critical.
I think this could be critical status.
What happened?
Addie got mad because she thought he was mocking her.
Mocking her? About what? Oh, did you text her? We need to have a seat up front.
I'm on it. But we should plan to get there early.
We'll get there early, but she'll still be there before us.
Hi, if you say so.
So finish. Tell me what happened.
Dude said he talked to God, and she went off.
What? Talked to God?
Yeah. Something about in the rain. Yeah.
So, all of a sudden he's talking to God.
Well, the thing that pissed her off is he was like, more like, God talked to him.
Hmm. That's it?
I mean, like, you know how she is with church and religion and stuff. She takes that to the heart.
But why would she think... How is what he said mocking?
What I think, my theory is, she, more than anybody, she's been the one reaching out to him, trying to get him back, help him find his way.
I see. Well, we talk about it a lot, Addie and I. She is worried about his... afraid he's a lost soul. I don't think she can bear the idea of his soul, their souls, not joining in eternity.
And that's the crazy part.
What?
I mean, she got so pissed, so fast. She was like 0 to 100 in like 1.5 seconds.
Like you said, she is passionate.
I know. But if she had stuck around to hear him, listen to what he was saying...
What are you saying?
Dude seemed serious. He was like, in the rain, God talked to me. Him.
What's the rain got to do with it?
It was... I don't know. He just said it was in the rain.
Huh. And you, what did you think?
It was different. When he said it, He was... Yo, the news wasn't lying. Look at all these people here.
Why are so many police here? Dressed like that. Why do they need riot gear?
It ain't for our protection.
Then who are they protecting?
Them.
Them who? Oh. Blue Lives Matter. What does that even mean?
It means...
I know what it means. I'm all too aware. That's why we're here, right?
Which side are we supposed to sit?
There she is, right up front.
Who?
Addie.
Serious? Where?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Ma. Charlie.
Addie.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I thought you wasn't...
Charlie.
Gonna be able to get such good seats.
Just sit.
A lot of folks here.
Yeah, it's because of Dr. Davis.
Wonder how they got him to come.
They didn't get him to come. He chose to be here.
For what price?
He's not getting money. That's not who he is. It's personal for him. He always makes a personal connection. He's genuine like that. Always has been. Maybe you'll get a chance to meet him at the repast.
Repast? You think he's going to the repast?
I'm telling you. He wouldn't just drop in, give a sermon, and fly out. He's made a connection.
I don't know, Ma. I think you have too much faith in everybody.
Not everybody. Only those who are deserving. I'll be back. I want to give blessings to Latasha and Robin. Addie, you want to join me?
I'm good. I'll talk to them after.
Y'all still ain't talking?
I said I'm good.
Latasha.
Thanks for being here, Jocelyn.
Anything you need, you let me know.
I put it in God's hands. That's all I can do.
Amen to that. Robin, how are you holding up?
That's a good question, Miss J.
Just keep leaning on each other.
Hey, Ma. Glad you're here.
I'm glad you're looking after them. They need you.
I know. I'm doing what I can.
I know you are. Looks like they're about to start. I'll see you after.
Thank you, choir, for your lovely praise in song. Amen. And, thank you all for coming out to... in recognition of the celebration of the life of Mason Riley Baxter. On behalf of Reverend Winslow and the New Faith Christian Ministry, we welcome to the pulpit the legendary Reverend Dr. Glenn Davis. Dr. Davis.
Thank you, Reverend Smith. Giving honor to God, Reverend Winslow, in his absence, praise, honor, and my deepest sympathies to Mrs. Latasha Baxter, her daughter Robin, for their unimaginable loss of son and brother, 19-year-old Mason Riley Baxter. Circumstance. I'm hearing, reading on all these various social media platforms, a significant amount of chatter, as they call it. Chatter not about the circumstance that took the life of young Mason Baxter, but that circumstance matters not. Chatter that insists that under no circumstance should we be here now. Mourning the death of 19-year-old Mason Riley Baxter. Mourning the unnatural termination of a life not fully lived. Far too often I stand before families, friends, communities, mourning. Mourning the unnatural termination of lives lost, lives not fully lived. Far too often in this country, the land they call the land of the free, home of the brave. There is no bravery in taking the life of an unarmed child. We are not free because the brave are not home.
Reverend Davis.
Reverend Smith.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice of you to remember. Can I introduce you to my wife?
Mrs. Smith, Good to meet you.
Such a pleasure to meet you, Reverend.
Beautiful sermon today, sir.
Oh, thank you.
All the years we've seen you on TV.
And on YouTube. We watched your YouTube videos.
Such powerful stuff.
Such an honor
but to see
to
you,
meet
in,
you
person,
in person.
It's magnificent. You're up there with all the greats.
Let's not go there. Thank you for the compliment, but...
No, sir, I mean it. You are such a great orator.
No, he's right. It's true. People hang on your every word. You just draw people in, even the Black Lives Matter stuff.
Even? Imagine that.
All of it. She means all of it. She just loves you. She insisted that I introduce you.
It's true. You're at the top of the list of living legends that I've always wanted to meet. I mean, right up there with Joel Osteen.
Oh, stop.
I mean, the two of you.
No.
You and Joel
just stop.
Osteen.
Stop. How do you put the two of us in the same anything?
Well, I mean, you're both famous. Preachers.
No. I don't mean to be rude, but no. Just no. I flew here, coach. Took an Uber to my hotel. Reserved a room, not a suite. All on my own dime.
Oh. I see.
We could give you a ride to the airport.
Yes, we'd be happy to.
I'm sure you're very good, well-meaning people. But do me a favor. Never, ever debase my name by mentioning it in the same conversation as Joel Osteen. Please, if you'll excuse me.
You'll let us know if you need that ride?
Nice little corner you found.
Uh-huh.
Addie?
Charlie?
Addie?
Charlie?
Addie?
Oh, what? Stop it!
Look, you know at some point you're gonna have
to... And at some point you need to mind your business!
Okay, little Miss Junior High, you done? Look, Addie, think about this. Why are you mad? Huh? Why? You're mad because he said he talked to God? Right. So for the last how many years, what have you been trying to get him to do?
Well, now he can just go to hell, literally.
You don't mean that.
All those years, all those... I was serious. I was sincere. I made a sincere
effort. What makes you think he wasn't?
Come on.
No, seriously. Did you listen to him?
I was right there. I heard what he said. I'm not Boo Boo the Fool.
What did he say? Huh? What did he say?
He said he talked to God. He talked to God.
And what have you been trying to get him to do all these years?
I've... Not like that. You know what he was doing.
Yeah, I think I do. I don't think you do. You were there. You heard him, but did you listen?
He said what he said.
Yes, but did you listen? Or did you just react?
Because he knows better. He knows I don't play that. Not when it comes to my religion.
Yeah,
not...
he does. He knows.
It's a ton of food inside. You're not gonna eat?
Yeah, maybe later.
Well, why are you out here by yourself?
Waiting for you. Giving you an excuse to get away from all that in there.
You do know me, don't you?
Like no one else.
It's good to know.
It's good to be.
The service, it was nice. I didn't expect to... Reverend Davis did a really nice job.
He did. I could tell your mom's really appreciated it. He's good. He's really good.
She really appreciates you, too. You've been my rock through all this. Our rock. Thanks for being there.
I couldn't have been anywhere else.
Well, Mom loves you for that, and I just wanted you to know how much you mean to me.
I do.
What? Where'd you just go?
Nothing, I...
No? What is it? Tell me.
Me in churches. Funerals.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. The last time you were in a church was your father's... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Hey, stop. You need to let me be your rock. It's a two-way street.
No, it's not that. I know you are. I lean on you. I know you're there for me. I count on that.
Okay, so talk to me.
In the service today, Dr. Davis, something he said...
He's a powerful speaker. Which part? What do you...
He quoted God.
Which one? He's like a Bible dictionary. He quoted so many scriptures. I mean, it was all perfectly, beautifully orchestrated, but it was a lot.
No, I'm not talking about the scriptures. He quoted God, something God said to me. Dr. Davis quoted word for word.
Are you sure?
Word for word. I want to ask him about it.
What would you say? How would you ask him?
How would I? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, would you? What was the quote?
She said, the unnatural termination of a life not fully lived.
That's not in the Bible?
Nope. No, definitely not.
Okay. Well, so what would you say to him?
I would say, wait, what are you? You still don't believe me?
No, it's not that.
Then what is it?
I don't want you to, what are you gonna say? Hi, Reverend Dr. Civil Rights Icon Davis. I talk to the rain, do you?
Ugh.
No, don't be upset, but listen, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? What? No, I'm sorry, I don't mean.
Oh, man.
I'm not making fun of you. I just don't want you to. It sounds crazy, baby, doesn't it?
It sounds like a complete role reversal. I sound like religious people have always sounded to me.
No irony there.
I need, oh wow.
What? What is it? You need what?
Oh, it's a, yes, ironic. I was gonna say, but no matter what I say, I'm gonna sound like...
I believe you.
Another true believer.
No, stop. It's not like that.
But it is. It's exactly like that.
Then prove it. Prove it to me. Give me tangible proof.
Right.
Seriously. What's the weather? When's it supposed to rain again? Give me your phone.
Look, I appreciate
you... No, give me your phone. We'll check the weather. Next time it rains, I'll stand naked in the rain with you. I will. I want to. Come on.
I wanted you to anyhow, not to prove anything, but so that you could experience it as well. So
let's do it. I'm gonna do it with you. I want to.
All right, thanks. You'll see, it's like...
Hey, baby brother.
Hey, Addie.
Can we talk?
Of course.
Anything you need, you let me know.
Let's go over here in the corner.
All right.
Okay. Don't make this hard for me.
Hard for you? I'm not looking for an apology. You have nothing to apologize for.
I do. No, I do. I didn't listen to you.
What I was saying was hard to hear.
But I should have heard you out.
Nah, I shouldn't have put that on you. Not then. Wasn't the right time.
Well, I'm ready to listen when the time is right.
Yes, when the time is right. Can I say one thing?
What?
Girl, you was mad at me. You was mad. Like,
shut
like daddy
up.
Mad.
You so
like daddy used to get.
Stupid.
You was daddy mad. Steam coming all off your forehead, nostrils
right.
Flaring,
you
lips all
stop.
Tight and twisted.
See,
Charlie, get
see,
me out of
that's
here.
Why nobody
get me
can
out of
stand
here.
You. You're just
oh,
not
get me
right.
Out of here, Charlie. I'm gonna.
You see, you can't help yourself, can you?
That's all. I'm done. That's all I have to say.
Good. Come on, let's hug it out.
All right.
Jocelyn. That's still a pretty name, and still just as appropriate.
Glenn.
Am I correct in assuming it's no longer Williamson?
Not for a long time, Morgan. It's been a long time, Glenn. Really long time.
Yes, it has.
I've watched you over the years. Watched how you, all that you've done. None of it surprised me. You've achieved all that I expected you would.
I'm still trying to figure out what it all means.
Forever the student.
Nah, I'm not that student anymore.
I'm not saying, I didn't mean it like that. Your conviction. I see the same conviction.
I don't even know if I'd say that.
No, it's still there. Still there. I see it just as clearly as the day we met.
Really now? You remember that day?
I do. Do you?
Oh, yes. Hot as hell. Tar sticking to the bottom of my brand new Stacy Adams.
That's what you remember?
Easing up next to this pretty little thing. Drop that extra bass in my voice.
How you doing, sister? Hope this southern heat don't melt a pretty flower like you.
Oh, stop. It is him. Shh, I told you.
Should I go on?
No. That's quite enough.
So you followed my career?
It wasn't hard. For a while, you were in the news just about every week.
You never thought to reach out? Get in contact?
To what end? You were married. I was married.
Well,
and in that order, I might add, by a few years.
Okay, you're right.
Happened kinda quick, too, as I remember. The letters stopped coming. Next thing I know, I'm reading wedding announcements in the back of Jet magazine, and who do I see?
Things were different back then. I was in line for that pastorship. Young, single, as much as I was traveling back then. A church of that size, the expectation was that the pastor had to be settled down. How did they put it? Ezekiel Baptist Church must not be open to scandal.
Oh, so it wasn't you. It was the church that got married.
You still got jokes, I see.
I'm still me.
Yes, you are. And that was part of it, too. You were still in school. I knew that's where your head was. It's one of the things I was most drawn to about you. Smart, funny, focused. Fine as you want to be, but all about them books. Just as fine today, I might add.
Another thing about you that hasn't changed.
You ever think back? Wonder what could have been?
Actually, no. I had a beautiful marriage. Beautiful, beautiful man.
That's nice.
Wouldn't have traded it for the world.
Good for you. Not all of us can say that.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
Hey, Charlie. I'm good. I'm okay.
I've been going to the rallies. People are upset. They're not gonna let this go. They're demanding justice.
Thanks, Charlie. That's good to know.
You should also know that we're here for you, too. You're like family already.
That I do know.
You better.
Hey, Charlie, let me ask you something.
Go ahead, what's up?
Have you noticed anything different about...
The rain? He talked to you about the rain?
Yeah, we're going to...
Oh, go ahead. Get that if you need to.
It's your brother's phone. Here, you give it to him. Excuse me.
Wait, Robin. Jamaica? Who's calling this boy from...
God Talks to an Agnostic is written and directed by Don Mays, with sound design by Andy Russ, production management by Annalie Cavallaro, and music contributions by Ashley Frith, The Culmination Group with Edgar Diaz, and the Watson's Gospel Choir. The show features performances by Don Mays, Rose Weaver, Jackie Davis, Rudy Rue Cabrera, Pamela Lambert, Daraja Hines, Jason Quinn, Jeff Hodge, Tanya Montenegro, Scylla Bento, Mindy Brito, Lorraine Guerra, and Becky Davis. God Talks to an Agnostic is produced by the Wilbury Theater Group in collaboration with AFRI Productions, with support from the Rhode Island Foundation's Bannister Black Philanthropy Fund and an Engagement Services and Resiliency Grant from the Rhode Island Department of Commerce. All episodes were recorded at the Waterfire Arts Center in Providence, Rhode Island. View the complete list of available episodes on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. To find out more about the series or to learn more about how you can support our work, visit us online at thewilburygroup.org.